The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 319. I hope all is well with you and your friends and your family, and I want to thank you very, very much for checking out this episode of the PVD Cast. And this is going to be quite an episode as I am joined by a pro wrestler by the name of AC Mack. And he is the current reigning and defending independent wrestling world champion. He just won that title a few weeks ago. And not that he's a stranger to hardware. He's held titles all over the place, wrestling throughout the Southeast and now throughout America, because he's come up to Ohio several times to appear on OWA shows. And it's really cool for me to get an opportunity to sit down and talk to AC. And I want to thank him for taking some time out of his very busy schedule to sit down and talk to me. And, you know, I think I would be remiss if I didn't mention that OWA has a big show this Sunday, February 20th, right here in Columbus, Ohio. It's at the King of Clubs Complex, which is at 6252 Bush Boulevard, as I mentioned, in Columbus, Ohio. OWA is presenting Good Trouble Volume 3. The show kicks off at 5 p.m., so if you are interested in checking it out, and look, if you're anywhere near Ohio, you need to check it out. If you're in Michigan, if you're in Pennsylvania, Indiana, Kentucky, you need to come on out. This is one heck of a show. I probably will run down the card here at the end of this episode of the PVD Cast, so stay tuned for that. But if you have any questions, if you're curious as to what I just said and you're like, I want to check out this wrestling company, just check out Ohio Wrestling A1 across all the social media platforms. If you have any questions whatsoever about the event, again, Ohio Wrestling A1 on social media is the best place to go. I mean, and you'll see AC Mack there. So he's got a huge match that we're going to talk about here in our conversation. But I need to thank one more person before we get to that conversation, and that is my great sponsor of this podcast, World's Greatest Comics. As I've said many times before, they are your one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, collections, toys, collectibles, back issues on top of back issues, a great pull system, a friendly staff. They are basically a five-star comic book store. I hope I can steal that rating from Meltzer. But anyways, definitely check them out. If you're in Central Ohio, stop by the store. 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio is the address. Or you can check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com. And they're even on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I sit down with the current independent wrestling world champion, AC Mack. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me this evening is the current independent wrestling world champion, AC Mack. You never get tired of hearing that, do you?
I don't. I'm still trying to get used to it, honestly. Really? It's different. It's something that I didn't, foresee happening anytime soon. So, I'm just kind of like, wow, this is real. I'm still trying to, pinch myself and stuff like that. So, still trying to get used to it.
Okay. I don't want to make it sound so blasé, but You've held a lot of championships, you know, over your tenure in the wrestling biz. And so I kind of just assume that while it holds a special place in your heart because of its importance for the independent wrestling scene, I just kind of thought maybe it'd just be, I don't know, not as strange or foreign for you, man.
Well, it's different. It's different because this is an officially recognized and sanctioned world championship. And on top of that, you know, we made history being the first openly gay male to be world champion ever in all of pro wrestling. So it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot on my shoulders. It's a lot of responsibility to represent multiple different communities. You know, it's more than just, you know, a championship, more than me just being used to being a champion. It's a lot more. So it's different, you know.
Do you feel pressure to, you know, live up to a particular standard, or because, you know, you do come across as a very confident individual? Are you feeling a little bit now of the pressure, maybe some of the anxiety of, you know, carrying that title and defending it all over the place?
I think pressure and anxiety is probably the perfect words for it. I felt that the week leading up to winning the championship, and I especially feel it now. AC Mack, the character, he's confident, he's loud, he's in your face, but Amon Ra is definitely feeling the pressure. But it's a good thing. Obviously, it's in a good way, but it's that pressure's there to always deliver, to always represent, like I said, multiple different communities, to always be on point. You know, you're a world champion. You can't, you know, your main event everywhere, not just in your region, not just in your home promotion, everywhere. So it's a lot. Okay.
You know, we just jumped right on into it. And I really wanted to start off at the beginning, but I just, that's all right. It's cool, man. That's what we do here on the PVD Guest. We just go with the flow. So AC, how did you get started in professional wrestling?
So I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I got started around 2016, February 8th, 2016. I just had my anniversary. And I was here, and I was just kind of in high school back before I graduated in 2011. And I just kind of Googled wrestling schools in Atlanta, and I found the WWA 4. And the plan was to graduate high school, go to college at Georgia State, and then train to wrestle at the same time. Got to Georgia State, it was a lot, and I wanted to be big man on campus and get involved in everything. So I decided to put school first, let's do that, get the degree. And then once I graduated, that's when I started training. They would do free shows, the A4, and they still do today, but they would do free shows every Thursday. And so once I got a car, I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna just go out there and just watch the show. And that's how I got used to certain wrestlers. That's how I got connections with them, and that's how I met Fox. And so years later, when I finally decided to start training, he was one of the trainers at the time. But once I started, maybe about a month or two in, he became the only trainer. And we just kind of went from there. I paid my money, took my first bump, and second guessed it for a few months, and then hit the ground running. It wasn't an easy start for me, that's for sure. Especially starting with people like Austin Theory, who, Jesus Christ, if you haven't seen, I mean, he's like built for this. And so he was my training partner, and we would just always do the drills together. He was somebody I trusted. Our rhythm was pretty much the same. So it was a lot of fun starting out, but that's how I got in. I just kind of Googled where to start, and I just kind of went in.
I'm going to make a statement, and I'm not being disrespectful by this statement, but I don't think AR Fox gets the credit that he deserves for being a trainer. I mean, you look at who's come through.
Agree.
Okay. When you look at the list of people who have come through his school and who are Austin Theory and Alex Kane, and didn't Jade Cargill go there as well?
Yeah, she came there briefly, and you also have people like Allen Angels and Lee Johnson and Sean Dean. They went to multiple different places. Obviously, they ended up at the Nightmare Factory, but when we're talking about starting from scratch, first day, you know, that's Fox. I agree with you 100%. He doesn't get the credit. A lot of people kind of they'll say, oh, he's a high flyer and everybody from the four learns that style. But I'm here to tell you, I've seen it with my own eyes. He knows all of the styles. If you come in there and you want to be more of a grappler, or if you want to be more of a striker, he can help you. He's not just hitting flips all day long. He's an actual wrestler, and he's really, really good at it. So I agree with you 100% on that. I've seen it.
Well, you're a Georgia guy. Yes. Growing up, were you a fan of WCW? Or is that a stereotype? I'm just stereotyping. Everybody in the South must have loved WCW. My bad. I'm sorry.
So, no, you're not wrong. Everybody down here did love WCW.
Okay.
But I don't know. My favorite wrestler of all time is The Rock. And so, like, it was really hard to pay attention to WCW when you had The Rock on every Monday night. You know what I'm saying? You had Austin, and I came in inconsistently during the Attitude Era. And then I kind of hit the ground running consistently every week around the start of the Ruthless Aggression Era. So I still remember a lot of the Monday Night Wars, and I don't know, I was Team WWF. I'm sorry. Okay. I just, and a lot of that was due to The Rock.
Who were some of your other favorites besides The Rock?
Definitely Triple H. That's where I got my finish from. I wanted to honor him. Undertaker's up there. Chris Jericho, just, how can I say this? I don't know. He's like a chameleon. He can just do whatever you need him to do. He can get anything and anybody over. He just always clicked. He always worked. You know, that he was never a bad decision for anything ever. So I really like Chris Jericho. They came a little later, but Trish and Lita. Lita was my favorite female wrestler of all time until Charlotte came around. I know that's not the popular decision opinion now, but it is what it is. I like the bad guy, sorry. but yeah, those are some other ones. But yeah, the Attitude Era, it was just so like grimy, and I think that was the biggest that wrestling has ever been as far as like me being a fan, and since I've known what wrestling was, that was the biggest time. So yeah, WWF.
Can I ask, how did you discover pro wrestling? Like, was it, because many people have said, well, my grandfather or my parents were fans and we would watch it on Saturday night or Monday night or whatnot. Were you same boat, or was it you found this wrestling through friends or whatnot?
I wish I had a special story for you, but I don't. It was by accident. Since I was a child, I've always loved combat. Anything where anybody was fighting, I was a fan of it. So if it was Mortal Kombat, the Tekken video games, Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, Dragon Ball Z, like anything along those lines, I was a fan of. And so one night, you know, staying up late when we weren't supposed to and just flipping through the channel, I found Raw by accident. And there were these people going at it, and they were fighting, but it was more theatrical. It had a lot of pageantry to it. And I was just mesmerized immediately by, like, what is this? How have I, a fan of combat and all this, never seen this before? So for a while, I don't want to say I didn't get it, but I just didn't know what it was. As a child, I was trying to figure it out. But yeah, that's how it came about. It was completely by accident, just kind of flipping through, looking for something to watch.
You know what? I'm kind of in the same boat. When I was a kid, same thing. Now I'm older than you, probably by quite a few years. So I'm just gonna throw that out there. I'm gonna show my age. But I remember flipping through the channels and seeing Tully Blanchard and Buzz Sawyer, and I was like, this guy's a lunatic. Like the Buzz Sawyer character, I'm like, this dude is a lunatic, and I couldn't take my eyes off of it. And you know, right shortly thereafter, there was the war to settle the score with Hogan and Lopper and Piper, and I just got sucked into
it. Oh wow!
It's by accident. That just happened. I'm with you. I totally get it. I understand. Yeah. It's like something you've never seen before.
Right. And you're watching because everything is a TV show, and then you see this live event happening, and there's an audience, but it's not basketball, it's not football, and they're like fighting. And you got to keep in mind, you know, UFC wasn't what it is today. If at all, I don't even know if it was a thing yet, but it was completely different. It was like watching Dragon Ball Z with an audience. I was so weirded out by it. I was like, how is this a thing? And so I don't know. I guess it just intrigued me since from there.
Yeah, cool. So when you show up at a venue and you know that you have a promo to do, or you have to put together a match, where do you draw some inspiration from?
Movies.
Okay.
Movies, hip hop music videos, the ones that have, not the ones where they're just all in the club every time, but just the ones that have like actual like storylines to them, or like they're usually like short films. I'm very big on theatrics and the moments in the match rather than what moves or transitions I'm hitting. So I'll tell people, sometimes they'll hit me with, what do you want to do tonight? What moves do you want to hit? And I'm like, I don't know, but this is a story I want to tell. Like I want people to feel this way, or I want you or myself to come off a certain way. So we'll start there, and then from there we'll go into like a skeleton of how we want the match to go. If we had like 10 to 12 or maybe 15, I kind of want the switch or the cutoff to be here, that kind of thing. And then after that, we'll kind of plug in the spots or the moves or the moments. So that's how I do it.
Okay. Was that something, that idea of setting up the match and telling a story, I assume, did that come from AR Fox?
I think he enhanced it. I
Okay.
think it just came from me being a fan.
Okay.
I would honestly, I was just when I would watch wrestling, as a child, I was more like intrigued by the story, by those big moments, rather than the super technical matches. I remember Daily Motion. I would there was a, I forgot the name of the account, but he would go through old footage and only play promo segments. He would only show the storyline. He would skip over all the matches, but he would only show the storylines and the segments. And I used to love watching those. So like I think that's where it came from. And then training under Fox and him being so WWE oriented and like, this is what the end goal is doing. So let me teach you this because I know most of you are trying to be here. That kind of mentality, right? And so that kind of like push that narrative, like, oh, okay, I'm in the right mindset then. Like, I know I'm going or thinking in the right direction. So, yeah, I think both, I guess, if that answers your question.
Certainly does. Well, let's talk for a minute about a topic that is controversial. Wrestling has not always had a very good record of being inclusive, of being open-minded, whatever synonym you would like to use. And by all means, it's better than it was. But in your opinion, do you believe there's more things that have to happen in order to, again, open up the wrestling industry to more people and more communities and whatnot?
I think so. Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that we've come a long way because we have in multiple different communities, African American, minority as a whole, LGBTQ, take your pick. We've come a great deal, but yes, we still have a way to go. I want to. A lot of people get pegged as racist when really I think they're trying to be businessmen and they know which skin tone is the most marketable, not necessarily them being against African Americans or brown people. But I think that's where we have to go. That's the progress that still needs to be made. Just entertainment as a whole, we need to, I don't even know what the word for it is, but I guess we need to show the world as a whole that darker skin can be marketable as well. There's multiple different forms of beauty, there's multiple different forms of talent. And I think when people think of a champion or when they think of a wrestler, they have a, it's like, I call it like the John Cena model. Which sure it makes money, but there are other models that can work as well, and we have to prove that and show that. So I try not to look at it as like a racist thing, but more of like a business standpoint, like, because you know they're just trying to make the most money. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
right.
You know, there are other dollars that matter as well, is my point. So I think there is progress to be made, and I'm excited to see where it goes, because I started in 2016, which isn't that long ago. It was only 6 years ago. And there was nowhere near the inclusiveness that we have now. It has grown and has moved in a very alarmingly fast rate, which I'm happy about. So it also makes me even more excited to see what we can do in another 6 years. So, yeah, I think there is still progress to be made. Yeah.
When you first started in 2016, did you mm-hmm. unfortunately face some individuals that maybe were closed-minded, or I don't know if discriminatory, it sounds very harsh, but you know what I mean? Like yeah. I mean, because there's a, you know, the boys will be boys type of syndrome, you know what I
right.
mean? Where you're going to crack a locker room joke, or you're going to be inappropriate with some, you know, with some
right.
joke or something like that. And with, you know, your sexuality, I just was curious, is that mm-hmm. ever caused an issue for you, or have you been lucky enough maybe to not have that situation present itself?
I've been lucky enough to where it hasn't been as bad as some of my peers who are of the okay. LGBT community. I don't want to name any names.
No,
but there
no.
are people. Yeah. There are people who, prominent people in the industry actually, who told me up front, hey, you might want to keep that under wraps. Like, you know, people don't really mess with that here. Like, and so that was kind of disheartening, because I had just come out in college a year or two prior, and I was still in the process of like loving myself and accepting myself and to finally start chasing my dream, and then to have to be forced back into the closet. That was a little harsh. That was hard to take, but yeah, it was other, yes. And then as far as race goes, there were a few things that were said, nothing that would make me drop wrestling, nothing that would make me leave it. But it just kind of showed me the progress that still needs to be made. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're not too far away from the issues that our grandfathers had and stuff like that. So it was interesting to see. My peers wanted me to be a little bit more mad, but it was just kind of, I was intrigued to see how people still thought. And instead of getting mad, you know, you just do what you do best, do what you can, and you change their minds that way, you know? So.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with AC for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. You know, if you're looking for a comic book store to call your own, look no further than World's Greatest. They have everything you need for your comic book fandom. They've got single issues, graphic novels, collections, collectibles, toys, posters, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. They got everything covered for you. So stop on over to the store if you're in the Columbus, Ohio area. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or if you're out of the area, you could still check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com, or you can even find them on Facebook. Just search for @WGComics. And if you interact with anyone from the store, please let them know that you heard about World's Greatest from me right here on the PVD cast. I'm going to switch gears. Let's get, you know, we kind of got real serious here. I want to bring it back and have a little more fun, if you will. I know from your times up here in Ohio at the OWA shows that you like to really give the fans a hard time with your promos, and and I remember this very, very vividly. I believe every time you've been up there, but I remember especially the last time when you took on Shane Taylor, you hushed the crowd.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Because that's what my aunt used to do. When you were in trouble with my aunt, you heard that word.
So that was another happy accident.
Okay.
There's a promotion down here in Georgia called NCW. And that was our first home promotion that we would do every week outside of the school at the Four. And when I would do my promo there, and you know, I was the heel, and I would say hush. And I guess I got it from my teachers. I don't know. But I didn't realize I was saying it. It was instinctive. And I remember getting to the back and thinking, I was so embarrassed. I was like, why do I keep saying that? And I remember the guy, Rick, he's over NCW, and he said, no, that's your thing. You got to keep that. And I was like, no, why? I'm trying to like condition myself to like not say it. It's so embarrassing. It's so like, in my mind, it's so old school. It's so like you said, your aunt, like, you know, the generation before me would say something like that. I didn't like it. Ooh, I didn't like it at all. But no, he was like, no, you don't understand. Like, that's your thing. Like, they need something to hook. They need something tangible to hook. They need something to remember you by. And this was way before the sparkly tights and the vest and the super intro. It was well before that. So it worked. I'm glad. I'm glad it did. But no, it was a happy accident. I did not like it at first at all.
Hey, there have been some things in the wrestling biz that have made lots of money that you scratch your head at and go, really? You know, really? So, man, if Hush helps get you more notice, hey, ride that wave, man.
Yeah, I'm here for it. We put it on the mats too. We sell those,
Oh,
the Hush
nice.
mats. I don't know if you've seen them, but
I have not seen those.
it's such a happy accident. It's so weird how that came about. I hated it at first. Still not my favorite thing, but it works.
All
It
right.
works.
Well, let me ask you, if you had an opportunity to wrestle anyone, all right, and now anyone that is still with us, not past, okay, who would be your dream match opponent?
Only I know The Rock's my favorite of all time, but I'm gonna have this is gonna sound really weird. I'm gonna go with Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
I know, but I think that would be such a fun story to tell of the loud mouth, cocky but like chicken shit heel going against this big behemoth of a man and like trying to run around and like evade. It'd be like a Home Alone kind of match. So I would have a lot of fun with it. He's one of my favorites of all time too, and I think his best matches are with people that are smaller than him, like the Daniel Bryans, the Finn Balors, the AJ Styles. All of those matches from him have been really, really, really good. And I would love to have that. I know that sounds weird. I know he would crush me, but I think it'd be a lot of fun, like the story leading up to it, and then the whole invasiveness throughout the match. So that'd be my believe it or not, that'd be my dream.
Hey, I'm not gonna judge, man. You know, it makes sense. You know, if you could, hey, the bottom line, I've said it many times on this podcast with many different guests from the wrestling world. I think for me, and I think I can speak for a lot of fans, as long as it makes sense, that's all that matters, man. As long as it makes sense, that's all that matters. You know, if it makes sense, you can just relax and just enjoy it. If it
Oh,
doesn't
you'll
make
enjoy this one.
sense,
Yeah, I think it'll be
yeah,
fun.
if. Yeah, if it doesn't make sense, then you're that asshole going, wait a minute, that how would that even work? So I think that,
Right.
you know, I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but if it makes sense, I think that's your main goal, man.
I agree. I 100% agree.
Cool. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about a couple of upcoming dates. And in fact, let's plug this Sunday, February 20th, 2022, big
Yes.
match here in Columbus. You have ACH. Have you two
Yes.
ever locked horns before or no?
Not at all. Not at all in any type of way whatsoever. We've been on the same shows before. We've spoken before in passing, very briefly. But no, this will be the first time that we ever lock horns. So extremely excited. I have so much respect for him. I truly think he's one of the best wrestlers in the world. And part of me is like, how? Who made this match? How is this even a thing? Like, what are we doing? But I'm here for it, and I'm excited for it. So, and that's gonna be the end of a very, very, very busy weekend. So,
You have a couple of matches that are also coming up. March 4th, you're going to defend that Independent Wrestling Heavyweight Championship against Masha Slamovich.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about that match coming up? And that's for, if I recall correctly, Action Wrestling, correct?
Yes, for Action Wrestling. I'm very excited about that one because another opponent I've never locked horns with. completely different style. And I love when styles clash. I love that. I think that makes for the best matches. I think it makes for the best stories. So I'm looking forward to that one. She's going to beat me up a little bit. I know she is. It is, you know, it is what it is, but she's not taking that title. So that is what it is. We've got that. I've got Relentless Wrestling coming up in Washington. I've got Hit Pro in South Carolina. We're doing some more things up in the Northeast. We've got Mania Week, which I can't make any announcements yet, but we've got some big things coming from Mania Week. It's getting real, man. We've got a Pro Wrestling Vibe. It's going to be in Jersey for Pride Month in June. We're lining some things up. It's going to be pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, if folks want to know when those shows are happening, where to get tickets, all that jazz, do you have some social media to plug?
Absolutely.
So folks can keep tabs?
Absolutely. I'm AC Mac everywhere. Either AC underscore Mac or AC dash Mac on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, PSN if you're a gamer, Tumblr if you're still on Tumblr, Pro Wrestling Tees if you want some merch, whatamaneuver.net if you also want some merch. AC Mac on both of those. Yeah, and anything I didn't list. Yes, AC Mac. It's just AC Mac everywhere.
Keeping it all right. Well, I would not be doing my duty if I didn't remind the folks that are listening real quick. OWA is back in action, as I said, this Sunday, February 20th. The OWA is presenting Good Trouble Volume 3. It's at the King of Clubs, which is at 6252 Bush Boulevard in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
I believe 5 o'clock is when things are kicking off.
Yes.
But if you have any questions.
I also want to say this. Listen, the card is amazing.
Yes.
But even if that's not the reason you come out, the venue is also amazing. Two stories, there's like a stage area, a bar, which is my favorite part. So like, come on out. It's going to be fun.
That's right.
Gonna be fun. You're going to want this one.
Absolutely. And you want to keep tabs on anything related to OWA, it's Ohio Wrestling A1 across all of the social media platforms. Please do come on out. I truly believe that if you're in Kentucky, Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, any of the surrounding states, it's not that bad of a trip, man. It's about 3 or 4 hours right to Columbus. You could see an awesome show that actually I'll run down the card in my closing, but it's stacked from top to bottom.
Yeah, I'm excited. Ooh, I'm excited.
Well, AC, is there anything else you want to say real quickly as we wrap things up to the fans and to those who will probably be coming out here on Sunday to see you?
Yes, come on out to see us, man. I'm really excited for this reign. I'm a world champion. It's not just about having banger matches for me. It's also about what we're trying to do for the Southeast. When you think of pro wrestling, when you think of the indies, a lot of names and a lot of promotions you hear about, which are great, don't get me wrong, but they're up north. And we have those same qualities. We have the same talent. We have the same amount of drive down here too. So we're just trying to bring a little bit more focus to that. So be on the lookout for what this reign does for the region as a whole.
Well said, my friend. Well said. All right, AC, thank you very much for sitting down and chatting with me tonight.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my conversation with AC Mac. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm really looking forward to seeing AC this Sunday when OWA presents Good Trouble Volume 3. That's right, the Ohio Wrestling Alliance is back at it. The event emanates from the King of Clubs right here in Columbus, Ohio. 6252 Bush Boulevard is the street address. Things kick off at 5 p.m. If you have any questions, concerns, or whatnot, check out OWA throughout their different social media outlets. It is Ohio Wrestling A1. And just maybe to encourage you, to motivate you to come on out and check out this great show. You know that ACH is going to take on, of course, AC Mac. Don't Die Miles does battle with Anthony Bennett. We got JDX taking on the OWA heavyweight champion, Trey Lamar. Brooke Valentine's going to go one-on-one with Joseline Navarro. The infantry will be making a stop here, taking on the main event. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm really interested in this match. Isaiah Bronner is going to take on the Mysterious Q. I'm looking forward to that one. I think that one's going to be a good one. Pretty Boy Smooth is going to be in action taking on the front man, Jossie. And Tony Johnson, Jack Price, and Twan Tucker will all do battle as well. So it's a stacked card, ladies and gentlemen. If you love independent wrestling, you don't want to miss it. Come on out this Sunday, February 20th, 2022, King of Clubs, Columbus, Ohio, OWA Good Trouble, Volume 3. And now with that bit of business out of the way, let's talk about where you can get in touch with me if you have any questions, concerns, comments about the PVD cast. Well, first off, you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. You can also leave me a message over on the Facebook or Instagram feeds. Just look for at PVDcast. And if you're old school, you want to shoot me an email, you can do that too. John Orlando at PVDcast.com is the email address. And if you want to let folks know where they can hear the PVDcast, well, there's a couple different avenues for that. First, you can check it out at PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's also available through all of those major podcasting platforms. All you got to do is go to the search bar within that platform, type in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should be able to find it. And if you listen to an episode, please, please, please rate and review. It is so important. When you write a review, you can just put down good job. You don't have to write a novel or anything. Just give me whatever rating you think I deserve. Hopefully, you know, 5 stars. But nonetheless, just hit me up with a good review because it helps me out so much in the algorithm. And of course, don't forget to subscribe. That way you never miss a single episode of the PVD cast. But there's one final way you can hear it, and that is through the Facebook page. Once again, that's at PVDcast, in which every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, well, that's barring any technical issues. Like this past Monday, I had some snafus I had to iron out. But nonetheless, you know how technology is, folks. Nonetheless, you can check it out through the Facebook page, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I play the weekly episode right there. And if you have questions or concerns or comments, you can drop them in the comment box and I will interact with you. It's a whole lot of fun, so you don't want to miss that if you're still searching for a third and final way to hear the PVD cast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you all for checking out this episode one more time. And with that, I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and most of all, stay safe and healthy. Has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2022.